Dictation for Ranul Farquharson F A R Q U H A R S O N October 29, 1954 addresses a letter to Dr. Abid Abid Khan KHAN 802-5083. Dear Dr. Khan, consultation for Mr. Farquharson for subacute chronic renal failure, progressive renal failure within the last 1 year, has seen urology, no evidence of obstruction, no urinary retention, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Review system, for the most part, negative. He feels well. Weight, appetite, stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Some frequency, nocturia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No history of kidney stone. He still has his prostate. Chronic back pain for a number of years. No anti-inflammatory agents. He does have, off and on, a lower abdominal discomfort without radiation, very intense, according to the wife, to the point that he will have to like kneel down until he passes away, only lasts for less than a minute, no associated symptoms. He denies chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches, no pruritus. Extensive review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease with prior bypass surgery. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, seizures. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease. Denies pneumonia, kidney stone. He's not aware blood protein in the urine or kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries including three vessel bypass in 2010, tonsils, adenoids, colonoscopies without malignancy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, as a young person smoked, discontinued many years back, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, present medications, aspirin, B12, Nurantin, Metformin, Metoprolol, Crestor, Cialis, Flomax. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 170, 68 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the left side, right side 130, repeat 126 over 64. Alert orientation 3, normal pupils, early cataracts, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, JBD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no lymph nodes, neck, armpits, or groins, no palpable liver, spleen masses, or tenderness, no ascites, no edema, no neurological deficit, no skin mucosal abnormalities. There is normal-sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Does have simple cyst on the right 1 centimeter, on the left 5 centimeters. Review report of the CT scan, abdomen and pelvis. Review report of urology. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are September. Creatinine has been rising. Last time it was normal, April 2023, 0.9. October last year was rising, 1.23, 1.88, 2.02, 2.07, September 2.18. Today is 2.47. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 28, stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium. There is metabolic acidosis down to 20 with a high chloride 110. Normal calcium, phosphorus. Normal glucose. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.8, MCV large at 97. PTH not elevated. I sent for plasma cell disorder, immunofixation free light change. I sent a urine sample for eosinophils for interstitial nephritis. Most recent A1C 6.3. Urine shows increased albumin at 251 milligrams per gram. Prior 3T4 suppressed, although TSH was normal. This was not repeated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease within the last 1.5 years, presently not symptomatic, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. No evidence of activity in the urine. Back in August, negative for blood, negative for protein, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. The stopping of lisinopril has not made a difference. He is going to need a renal biopsy. I'm not going to wait for results of monoclonal protein. We will see if Midland can do it on the next few days. Otherwise, we will ask University of Michigan to help us. He's going to stop the aspirin. Last dose was today, Tuesday, October the 22nd. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and wife. End of dictation.